There are two readings today. First reading that we'll be doing is actually the second one in your bulletin, from 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 7. This can be located on page 176 of the New Testament, located at the back of the Bible, Pew Bible. Now I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which you also stand, through which you also are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of the first importance of what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at a time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles.
And from the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, chapter 22, starting with verse 1. After these things, God tested Abraham. And he said to him, Abraham. And Abraham said, Here I am. And God said, Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering and set out and went to the place in the distance that God had shown him. And on the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place far away. And then Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey, and the boy and I will go over there, and we will worship. And then we will come back to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son, Isaac. And he himself carried the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together, and Isaac said to his father Abraham, Father! And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. And so the two of them walked on together. And when they came to the place that God had shown him, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. And he bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, The Lord Will Provide. As it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies. And by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice. And so Abraham returned to his young men, and they arose and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham lived at Beersheba. Thanks be to God for the word given us in Scripture. Amen.